Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also to my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website up there is weather.utexas.edu. We're starting the new week. It's a Monday, the 29th day of August, 2022. Folks, as I look ahead, a little lower confidence than usual. We look ahead to the next week's weather or so. There are several things the timing is going to make a huge difference with. But one thing we are noticing overall is we are headed into a more unsettled or unstable type of weather environment. Plenty of moisture off the Gulf of Mexico, rich tropical air. At the same time, a couple of passing disturbances that are moving by in the atmosphere. Nothing big, though. And in addition, as we get a little further along in the week, looks like a surface cold front is going to kind of backdoor its way into Texas. What do I mean by that? When you've heard me use that term before, it means the front's really not coming in from the northwest or from the north. It's coming in more from the northeast. And this front's going to approach Texas and probably move into the Arklatex region first up in northeast Texas and then settle southwestward. The real question becomes, and I have no way of answering this at this point, but how far southwest does the front come? That's something we're going to have to watch as we go through the course of this week. I think it'll result in better rain chances for us beginning tomorrow into Wednesday and Thursday. And if it'll progress and get basically overhead or just to our southwest, it may allow a little bit drier, more stable air to come in here for Friday into Saturday. If that's the case, may drop the rain chances back a little bit. And if you notice on the 7-day forecast on the website, that's what I've done once we get into Friday and Saturday. There are indications out there, both in the computer model guidance as well as in the manual guidance, that that front will wash out. We'll turn ourselves back into a more unstable atmosphere. And guess what? Rain and thunderstorm chances go up again by Sunday into the first part of next week. Sunday, of course, being the last day in my 7-day forecast period. And beyond that, really goes beyond the 7-day forecast period. But it's something that even the longer range climate guidance does recognize. The 8 to 14 day outlook issued yesterday, even though it was an automated product yesterday, is suggesting that on down the road, beyond the 7-day forecast, our rainfall is going to continue to be above average for Austin and for South Central Texas. This week, well, it's kind of hard to call. And again, I would say this is lower confidence than usual, but I will go with the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland. Their forecast rainfall this week over the next 7 days for Austin is somewhere between 1 and 2 inches. I think that that may end up being a little less for some of us. It may not amount to much at all, but it wouldn't surprise me to see some heavier totals as well. So it's going to be there's still some doubt in our mind about how much rain we're going to end up getting, but at least we're getting into a more unsettled weather pattern, and that in itself would be good news. We need the rain. We had some pretty good rains over the weekend northwest of Austin up in Williamson County and, of course, a week ago in the city itself, in the city of Austin. But, folks, make no mistake, the drought is not gone. We need additional rainfall for Austin and for South Central Texas. And with that, this forecast, in addition to the longer-range outlooks from the National Weather Service, make me feel a little better about that possibility. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 29th day of August, 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast. Of course, that's on the website. And my audio weather thoughts again on Tuesday morning. Have yourself a good Monday.